From the heart of forgotten America, it's time to be honest. It's time to get to the truth. It's time for the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the stock market headed deep into the red with China devaluing its currency, the yuan, to prop up its flagging economy and fight back against tariffs put up by President Trump. Number two, the disingenuous incriminations are running rampant and the fever pitch of people like Beto O'Rourke really turning people off. The screams of Trump as a white supremacist and so is anyone that votes for him may not work as intended. And number one, gun control has moved front and center, as you know, but are gun bans and buybacks something that middle America really wants? After all, it will be working class Americans that decide who will win next year and how much gun control do you think they really want in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Texas and North Carolina? It's an important question today. Gun control is an important question because we've been down this road before. We've seen what happened at Newtown and the awful massacre there. We saw what happened in Parkland, Florida and the awful massacre at the high school there. And Americans are still reluctant and resistant to the idea of the government coming in and demanding all of their guns in a gun buyback scheme or something of that nature. Americans actually believe in the Constitution. In fact, they believe in the Second Amendment more today than they did 25 years ago, according to polling. People are less likely to give up or want to give up firearms today than they were 25 years ago. It's a fact of life. So the question then becomes, how far are the politicians willing to go? You can look at one op-ed after another. I mean, it's piled up everywhere. Is there a clear link between mass shootings and mental illness? Barack Obama calls for stricter gun control. We are not helpless, he says. McConnell willing to consider bipartisan gun violence solutions but opposes infringing on gun rights. CNN announces a anti-gun show. It's coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. It'll be like the slaughter in El Paso or something stupid, they call it, just to try to get supporters. Andrew Cuomo will be the host, Chris Cuomo will be the host, a guy who supports Antifa. So you have all of these different things going on, different competing factions trying to get people's attention. And at the end of the day, does it change anything? Does it change the idea that I'm standing behind you in the checkout line? And I'm carrying a sidearm. You don't see it, of course, because I have it under my coat. Because I'm a legal concealed pistol license carrier. And so are tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands around the country. You never know the gun's there. It doesn't bother you. And it makes no difference to you because the gun doesn't jump up and go off on its own. But if a madman came into that store and attacked, I would stand my ground, defend my family, defend myself, and in so doing, would defend you. You benefit from me having a concealed weapon next to you, even though you never knew it was there. I'm surprised that at the Walmart in Texas, more people didn't have concealed carry permits. Of course, several of those people were Mexican nationals and so forth, so they wouldn't have been allowed to have a concealed carry. But you would think enough Texas residents would have the right to carry arms. It didn't happen there. But when I'm next to you, in public, whether you realize it or not, me and millions of people just like me that have taken classes, have been trained to an extent, and then been licensed to carry a concealed pistol, we make the world a safer place for you, whether you like guns or not. Keep that in mind the next time you criticize the National Rifle Association or the knuckle draggers, the Trump voters, the people that you just don't understand, those that cling to their guns and Bibles. Remember, we make the world a safer place every day. You're welcome. The president weighed in on the shootings in both El Paso and Dayton. He stepped to the microphone yesterday to discuss some of the things that have happened. Let's start with bite number one, weighing in on the weekend butchery. Here is the president, bite number one.
These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve.
The president also said he is ready to consider new gun control measures, which is a change. You know, it's interesting to note, following the attack in Las Vegas, the president promised to outlaw bump stocks, which he did. But watching social media, you see all these people, like, well, Trump said he'll do all these things. He never does anything. He said he would outlaw bump stocks. It happened. Didn't prevent the next two shootings, just like we told you it wouldn't. Red flag laws are coming next. Red flag laws will permit law enforcement or relatives, including ex-spouses. Keep that in mind. Ex-spouses can call the police and say, ah, you know, he's acting strangely. He said this or that. He threatened me, whatever the case may be. And they will confiscate your firearms, take them away from you, make them inaccessible to you. That's what red flag laws are, taking firearms away from those that are dangerous. Now, that may have had an impact in Parkland, Florida. The killer there had been in contact with the police 39 times. They'd had interactions prior to that killing at Douglas Stoneman High School in February of 2018. So there's going to be arguments for these red flag laws, and there are going to be ones like that. We continue now with the president talking about racism and hatred and how it has no place in America. It's bite number two. Go.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need.
Of course, that wasn't nearly enough for the critics of the president. They continue to try to blame him for the deaths in El Paso and Dayton. Of course, that's absurd. Bill Clinton was not responsible for Columbine. And people say, well, you know, it prompted him to ban assault weapons. No, it didn't. The assault weapons ban happened in 1994. Columbine occurred in 1999, 5 years later. And assault weapons, for the most part, were not used. Handguns and shotguns were the primary weapons at Columbine, if you want to go ahead and check. The fact of the matter is, many of these common sense gun control laws would do little of anything to stop what we're seeing here in El Paso and Dayton. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have the conversations that we should. We should try to figure out what can be done to mitigate and prevent these sorts of tragedies from happening at the frequency in which they're happening. So in that regard, the nation steps forward in bipartisan conversation, I hope. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. More straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.